Welcome to another edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I'm CDJ, joined by JB Huskers, and Stranger's back again. Tommy, how are you?
I'm still here. You can't get rid of
him. Forgot his gamer tag already. It's been 15 years.
Well, I don't even know if he still uses it. He might have changed it.
It's still the same.
PlayStation now.
Oh. Yeah, I'm fully on PlayStation 5, so look for me there.
Today we want to talk about players possibly holding out of EA Sports College Football. Not too long ago, On3 had a couple articles talking about players potentially holding out. We had an organization, the College Football Players Association, even calling for all past, present, and future players to boycott the title until they get more money. As of now, it's rumored or speculated that they'll get around $500 a player. As far as we know, that's not been confirmed, and I don't even think they're at the stage to offer money. On3 had a good article talking to us about 9 different players, their thoughts on it. And to me, when I read it, reading the article was different than what the headlines and even the subheadlines implied. And I'd like to know if you guys felt the same. When I read it, it seemed like most of the players felt like they're going to go in and go do it. It's not really a question. If they get, you know, a couple hundred bucks, they're in. General Booty from Oklahoma, he was the one that thought maybe they might get lowballed and get 200. And I felt that he probably wasn't aware of the 500 number that was being thrown about. And then you throw in the Players Association. And with what's interesting with them, real quick, when you hear the word Players Association or Players Union, like we hear from pro sports, you get the implication that every player is involved, kind of naturally in on it. I don't feel that's the case at all. They don't give out membership numbers. But of course, in their press release, one of the things is the players should join so they don't take part in any bad deals. And I know it's not very scientific, but when you look at their official Twitter account, they only have 378 followers as of today, June 14th. So to me, that indicates there's not a lot of players involved in this. Might be more of a membership drive. But let's talk about your guys' thoughts. Is this going to be a big issue? Players holding out? Tommy, what do you think? What did you think when you read this article? I thought the article was good. I thought the headlines were terrible.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I like you said, I've never heard of this group. B, like you said, it's not something that everybody's automatically signed in. Like in the NFL, to play in the NFL, you have to be part of the NFLPA, that kind of thing. This is something totally different. I'm sure it's probably something they're trying to start up, and this is a good way to get headlines and get somebody to say, oh, I didn't even know they were out there. Let me look into them, kind of thing.
So it worked because a lot of people are talking about it.
Exactly. So to me, I don't put much stock in it. I think, like you said, most players will want to get a little bit of something out of it, but at the same time, they're not going to get rich off of it or anything like that. It's going to be, you know, a month's worth of groceries or something sort of thing.
Right.
Which at the end of the day, for most players, that's going to be plenty. I think probably a lot of them would be fine with just a copy of the game, that kind of thing. But at the same time, you're still going to have your star players that are going to think that they're better than the game. And in theory, they may hold out and say, you know, I'm worth more than the, you know, second string center for Hawaii or whoever. It's one of those things that you're always going to have people that think they're more valuable than they are. And it's up to them to either hold out or succumb to pressure, you know, whatever they decide to do. But I think at the end of the day, I think most players are going to end up in the game.
Yeah, it's amazing how a couple shows ago we talked about this same thing, worrying about this, if there's going to be people that do this or not. And hopefully those people get kind of dragged, kind of like what Sam Keller and Ed O'Bannon did when they killed this game for 10 years. Hopefully these people learn or realize that this is not your avenue to make money. There's other avenues to do that in. And then hopefully they do get criticized if they decide to kind of hold out for more. Because they realize that, you can easily be replaced and edited and still be in the game when somebody else puts you in it. So
to that point, point about edited, my guess, and this is purely guess, never heard this from anyone, this is pure speculation. I think EA will be afraid enough to get sued that you won't be either A, won't be able to edit those players in the game, or at a minimum won't be able to share your edits with someone else.
I figured with NIL it'd open it up more.
No, I mean, that's the thing, is that if you add somebody who's not in NIL, that their likeness has not been lent to EA, and you add them to the game, then that just opens up for lawsuits. So I kind of saw similar treatment with back in the day, the NCAA custom teams. They did not want to allow, like, for example, NFL or MLB logos to be on a custom team. For a time at least, they were very strict about what logos you could add, and they would, you know, filter different ones out and things like that. So
yeah,
I imagine in this case, they'll either have filters created to prevent you from creating certain players on certain teams, or at a minimum, just not be able to share them somehow.
At the same time, pro wrestling for the past two generations has had create a wrestler where you could easily create someone that looks exactly like them, and there's been no issue.
Well, those guys need to get better lawyers.
Yeah.
They need to call Ed Abandon and get a better lawyer.
Well, he needed a better lawyer. He got like chicken feed for his settlement.
I think he got the money. I think the regular players didn't get much. I think they got about 1,200. But I do think, JB, you bring up another flip side of this argument. Players who hold out could get heavily criticized by their own fans online. And I would say there's another side. Could the star players lead the way? We, and I know I'm guilty of this, and I've seen a lot of people online. Are we maybe thinking the worst of the star players? Isn't there a possibility some of the star players lead the way that tell their teammates, we're all going to get in this game the first year? Do they want to be the star quarterback or star player who is good enough for everything else, but when it comes to this, says, guys, I'm out. You go get your money. I'm not. Now, granted, I think the star players are going to get a little bit more just naturally, but I think there's going to be, it would not shock me on some teams we hear stories of the star players being the first ones to tell these guys when it's available, you're signing up. We're all doing this as a team. We're getting in the game. I mean, am I wrong? Am I being myopic here? I think there's a good chance that could happen.
There's so many other ways to get your money when you're the star player. So I think that there's different battles that they need to pick and choose and realize this is a unifying one where they are on a video game with their teammates, and hopefully they realize that fact and decide to play ball.
You're always going to have some players that have parents and coaches and whoever and agents in their ear saying, no, you need to hold out so you can get more money because you're better than this other guy. So, I mean, there's going to be leaders that try to push the whole team to join. And then there's going to be people that are more selfish for themselves and that try to hold out. And the way I can see star players differentiating themselves is something like Ultimate Team. I don't think every single player is going to be available in Ultimate Team, but I think, your top 100 for a season or something like that, or at least your Heisman candidates or something like that, they're going to get added to Ultimate Team along with, and this is, again, just a speculation on my part, but along with Legends and things like that. So, again, I think, let's say, okay, at a base player, everyone gets $500, but then if we add you into Ultimate Team, then you get, 1% of your sales or, whoever knows what it is. I'm not from a business, financial guys.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that to where they get a little cut to where they get a little bit more than your average everyday guy just because they are that star player.
I would say I haven't seen any players say they won't be in. I have seen players, Mississippi State quarterback Mike Wright, formerly at Vanderbilt, transferred over. He said he would do it for $20 and for free if they get a speed rating right. And Alabama cornerback Malachi Moore says, I forget how he worded it, but they said, there's no holdout. I'm going to be in the game. So I've seen more players come out and say, I'm going in versus one saying who they may not. I think there's some reservation. They want to see those numbers. But I think that kind of gets us to another point. Are we even at the point where players can sign up? This article, I wasn't a fan of the headlines, and I think it created kind of a bad game of telephone where it went from players could hold out to might hold out to are holding out. And then we even saw the term mass holdouts, which to me implies a whole different, that implies like double digit percentage. And I don't think we're going to get that. But are they even at a point where we can sign up? Because EA and One Team Partners just announced this what maybe a month ago. Players who will be freshmen in college football the first year, let's just say CFB 25, so it all makes sense. And so I keep track of my own numbers here. They're just entering high school a senior year now. They're not going to sign with the school until December of 23 or February of 24. So you got to think those guys, that signing period is going to go through early spring of next year. So I think we are a long ways off from knowing exactly what percentage of players will or will not be in the game. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm trying to work out a timeline here. And I'm thinking, I see these articles and social media posts and videos, people saying players are holding out. I don't think that's the case right now. I don't think it's possible to hold out right now.
Well, I was going to say, they probably are already going after the upperclassmen, the bigger stars, and a lot of other guys now. Much like when you talk about Madden, then there's that period where they go after the drafted rookies. And so that's going to be the exact same thing, the exact same type of strategy they're going to do with college football is they go after the signed freshmen about the same time as they do with the drafted rookies. It's just going to be a little sooner in the calendar. But again, college football always came out a month ahead too. So that is in that timeline kind of matches up. So I think that's when they're going to, they're probably already pursuing some of the established guys right now. And then there's going to be that period of time, much like in Madden, that they go after the freshmen, which would be the time that Madden goes after the rookies.
Yeah. Honestly, that's going to be kind of tricky because I think if anything, they're probably starting to talk to some players, but not true negotiations to just say, hey, you know, help us get some feedback here. What are your thoughts? That kind of thing. But to me, I don't think they can start signing contracts until probably end of next season or end of this season, end of 2023. Because for one, you don't know who's coming back. For two, if somebody has a major injury, obviously you don't want them signed to a contract, that kind of thing. And then as well, at the same time, I guess with NIL, high school players could start signing agreements. But, you know, how do you factor that in with players starting their first college football season is fall of 2024? Mm. When are they going to be signed to agreements to be in the game and that kind of stuff? So it's going to be tricky. I think that they've probably started conversations, but nobody can even sign a dotted line today, if I had to guess.
I would say the freshmen coming in, I think it might depend on their state as well, which could be a tricky nightmare because I think some states allow the high schoolers to sign and some don't. So I imagine that's a lot of fun for EA to go through and figure out which players they can actually talk to.
Maybe it's something that in like they create them as, you know, fake players as freshmen or something like that until they sign in July or whatever month it is that they've come on campus. And at that point, then there's a roster update that pushes them into the game or something.
And I would also think, not a lawyer here, but I would think they would have the contract would say, if you're in the game, like if you sign this and we put you in, you get the money. Because if a guy transfers in the meantime or enters the portal and transfers down, he's not going to be in this game. They won't be responsible for giving some guy $500 who transfers down. So, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts. I got to think the legalese would be, if you're in, you get this. But if you're not, you know, if we don't put you in, you get nothing.
Right.
I said the portal's got to be a nightmare in this situation as well. And really, you know, they're going to be working on rosters till, you know, this game goes out the door. And we know they're going to do roster updates afterwards. But, you know, that first roster that comes out could be pretty rough, and understandably so.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, they're not going to have the rights to everybody on day one, I don't think. So they're going to have to either do roster updates or something. You know, it'll be curious to see how they handle it.
This is an argument that I don't know if I think it's more of a hypothetical, but I wanted to run you by you guys. We see a lot of the media talking about, you know, some of these players need more or what's fair to them. And they're talking about the star players like a Caleb Williams. You know, the star players deserve more than $500 or $570 if you count a free copy of the game. Hypothetically, what about the flip side of that? Are there some players that would be overpaid at $500? And I know that some people that's going to ruffle feathers, but if they'd, you know, Caleb Williams being in the game moves a few copies. As JB likes to say, the third string center at Hawaii is probably not going to move a lot of copies. So it's one of those, I hope the players, when they look at that 500 fee, they realize that, you know, that's for everybody across the board in, you know, and if you're a Colorado fan, you think everybody who played on your roster last year wasn't worth $500 because the coach sure doesn't, you know, I say that half joking. So, I mean, it's one of those that I think it's a hypothetical that $500 for most of the players you guys mentioned earlier, that's probably more NIL money than they've probably gotten before.
I said it either on the last show or a couple of shows ago. It's there are other avenues to get your money. This is not the avenue to try to get your stake, especially on a game that's starting from the ground up, where we've seen it with the PGA game. I mean, they're kind of struggling to sell after being dormant for a while. You got to wonder. I don't think NCAA is going to struggle as much as the PGA game has been to sell, but you got to wonder. It's been gone for so long. So,
yeah, I think to your point, Chris, the players that are worth less, so to speak, they are just going to be happy just to be in a video game. Mm, I mean, this is going to be their only chance. They're not going to go to Madden, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So it's going to be probably their only chance to ever be in a video game. So it's kind of one of those things of, you know, yeah, if it's $500, that's great. If it's just a free copy of the game, that's just as good, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Because again, they're not going to move volumes of the game or anything like that, but at the same time, it's as a whole group that it makes it more worthwhile. If right. Let's say you even have 90% of players, to me, 90% of the 85 mm-hmm. per team. If you had that, then to me, that's a huge win that will just mm-hmm. help to sell the game, especially the first year back, mm-hmm. Because we've never been able to have real players in the game. And so to be able to say day one, you have real players in the game now, that's just going to, you know, a lot of people are going to go out and buy it for mm-hmm. A, nostalgia, and B, to see how did they treat my favorite college football team.
And hopefully right. that team aspect helps with getting the majority of people signed. You know, hopefully that unites everybody to just want to be a part of it and not try to squeeze every last dollar they can mm-hmm. out of being appearing in this game. Squeeze your dollars if you make it to Madden. You know, don't mm-hmm. do it on the college game. Try, you know, is what I'm thinking.
And if anything, it'll be, you know, those star players, like you said, they're going to get their money elsewhere. They're going to get it from Nike and from Adidas and from the brand new, you know, Lexus lease that they get or whatever it's going to be. Right. I don't think A, they're not going to get their money from EA. They're not going to get, you know, tens of thousands of dollars from EA. I don't think anyone will. But, you know, it's more of just a nostalgia to be able to say I was in the first college football game that had players kind of thing.
Or from the local sandwich shop in town. A lot of those guys, that's where the money, I think the real money, yeah, exactly. money is at.
It's not, I thought it was the HVAC companies.
Well, that's the big money. Everybody needs a new HVAC at one point or another. Matt Brown had brought up after the Players Association had said or recommended this massive boycott. He came out and basically said the leverage isn't there for these guys, these players. In part, and some of this is my take on it, but basically if the game is successful with generic players, that tells EA, well, maybe we don't need to license everybody in the future. So maybe you better get in the game now while you can and kind of prove your worth. And if the game sells like gangbusters, then maybe next year, maybe you ask for a little bit more money or say, can we get this bumped up a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we're just talking about this is just for this game now. It doesn't talk about the future of right. possibility. I mean, obviously, if you start selling Madden numbers, you're going to be able to give away more money to these people. So right. I think that's basic numbers right there. And hopefully, like I said, hopefully some of these people, the top stars kind of realize that and realize that if they are a part of this, they are going to be a part of possibly, especially if it's a major face, a major player, they're going to be a part of driving those sales for that fan base. And now there's a chance to down the future to possibly be even better with either this game or again with Madden. So this is just your starting point, and they got to realize that this is a starting point for their video game career, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. And to that point, kind of, it's almost like if they just keep holding their hand out for more money just from the college football game, then when it comes to Madden, they're going to be like, you were too difficult to deal with. Why do we want to give you more money now? You know, that kind of thing. So it's almost like, I'm not saying just do it for free, but at the same time, start a good relationship with EA, because if you're going to be a star player in the NFL, then, you know, that relationship is going to be 20 years long kind of thing. One other topic to kind of add to all of this is, if my speculation is correct about EA not allowing roster sharing, then at that point, the players actually have a little bit more leverage to do that, because if EA is worried about getting sued, they're not going to allow roster sharing, but then they want to get those names in the game, because if you can't put them in the game yourself, then they're going to want you to have your Caleb Williams in the game, that kind of thing. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see where all of this goes. But at the end of the day, I think the majority of the players want to be in the game. So I think we'll still get to see most of them in there. It's just those handful of holdouts that will have their Barry Bonds and Bill Belichick treatment.
And it's one of those things, some of those guys that, you know, if you don't get in now, I mean, you could maybe sign mid-year and get it in an update, but if you don't get in this year, historically, you're never being in this game. This copy of the game, that's the special, the comeback year, the comeback version. I think a lot of guys, if they don't get in now, might regret it later on. But like I'm like you, I think most players will sign on. And much like when a lot of the schools, some of the schools said they weren't going to be in the game, it all worked out. It's one of those that right now it sounds like EA's hope they're over 120 plus. Optimistic to get all 133, that I think in the same vein, I think a lot, they're going to get the vast, vast majority of players.
You got to wonder, do they have a case now that this is here, do they have a case for people putting them in the game and sharing it? You know, again, there's all these video games that allow this, and That's
but this is the one that got burned though. That's the thing. Yeah, this is the one that got their foot, their hand slapped big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see your point. But
now we're in a different world. So it's like, well, is there now a case? Mm-hmm. Is there? You know, it's an interesting thing to see.
I think EA is more afraid of lawsuits than most other developer. They're big enough that people are going to go after them. And like Chris said, they've already been kind of bitten by Ed O'Bannon and the others that they probably don't want to have to go back to court over that.
And there's some fans that are saying, like, if these players don't go in there, don't they know what we're capable of? We can edit them in. Well, back on PS3, guys could, I don't want to say hack it, but you could do mods and different things and access that roster file and share it that way. PS4, that changed with just games in general. You really couldn't share files via USB with other users. And now with PS5, as far as I know, there's no way to go in and really mod or access files that if they don't add it in game, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So with that, we're going to wrap up another edition of the Gaming Tailgate podcast. Tommy, Jeremy, thanks for joining. Everyone else, thanks for watching.
I'm parched. Yeah.